Oh, there's one right here. All right. And Steve's still got one on the first row over here. I'm asked to remind you that smoking is not allowed in the auditorium. In addition to our regular daily hours, the Poetry Center is open on Sunday afternoon from 1 to 4, Thursday evening from 7 to 10. Our attendance on Thursday evening has not been too great, and we're afraid we'll have to close down if you don't start using it, so send a few people over to read their library books so we can stay open. Our next visiting poet will be James Wright, in this auditorium, February 21st. That's 3 weeks from tonight. We plan to have a student open reading 2 weeks from tonight, February 14th, in the Terrace Lounge of the Student Union. We invite everyone who is interested to read. We've had a lot of inquiries, so we anticipate 30 or 40 people wanting to read, and we will have to limit the time of each reader. That's 2 weeks from tonight in the Terrace Lounge. William Stafford read for us last spring, and he has returned to Arizona, the Poetry in the Schools program. He will be reading at Pima College tomorrow night at 8:30, the East Dining Hall, Building A. It's very simple to find once you get on the campus. It's the southern buildings. If you go in the mall, it's on the south side. And that reading is open to the public without charge. It's difficult to introduce colleague and friend. Steve Orland has been with us since 1967. I'm sure you're here because you know his work and enjoy it, and you're anxious to hear him read. But I would like to tell you some of the vital statistics. He comes from Massachusetts, received his advanced work at the University of Iowa in the Creative Writing Workshop. His most recent honor was from Poetry Magazine, where he won the George Dillon Memorial Prize for poems appearing last year. His work appears frequently in such publications as Poetry, The Atlantic Monthly, Ironwood, and Beloit. It's my pleasure to welcome our friend Steve Orland.